Can I just get you to just introduce yourself? Not for this won't get used, it's just for checking your level.
Hello, my name's Melissa.
Thank you very much. All right.
And I will actually stop talking now because I'm on the spot.
All right. Get rid of that. There we go. All right, Melissa from Rod is... It's been a long week. Melissa from Rosset Adult... Melissa from Rosset Learning is in the studio. Do you want Rosset Adult Learning or Rosset Learning?
Rosset Adult Learning.
Melissa from Rosset Adult Learning is in the studio. Yay!
Way! Woo!
Always works better if I have more people in the studio to cheer, but we did an all right job there, I thought, Melissa.
Very good job, yes. Thank you very much. You're making me feel very welcome.
You are more than welcome to the Education and Training Show anytime. So this evening we are talking about, I'm going to call you a hidden jewel, a hidden gem in Harrogate. You are a... Well, explain to us what Rosset Adult Learning is. I'll let you do the explaining.
Okay, well, we are based at Rosset School. And we offer around 130 adult learning courses to everybody in the area. We've even got people coming from Bradford, Leeds, Thirsk, all around the area. And our, I guess, unique proposition is that we're learning for pleasure courses. We don't test you. We don't offer accreditation. It's literally very traditional learning for pleasure classes.
Yes. So if you went to a different college, for example, you might they might say to you, oh, this is great. Come and get an MVQ or whatever, which does add a certain amount of pressure to your learning, doesn't it? You know, you're thinking, oh, I've got to pass this test at the end of it.
Yeah, there's a place for those kinds of courses.
Absolutely.
Obviously, if you're returning to work, you want to get some kind of accredited course, then yes, you know, you can go to Harrogate College or any of the other classes. But ours are about learning for fun.
Yes.
You know, following an interest that you you might have, or even just learning something completely new.
Because actually, sometimes we forget, and I think probably when you're a bit younger and you come out of the school system and maybe you're in your early 20s or mid-20s, you're kind of thinking, well, I don't want to do much more formal learning as such because I've been through school. But actually, learning is meant to be fun. Finding out new things is fun. It's a pleasurable experience. And you do start to grow to learn that again. And this is a perfect framework for doing that in.
Absolutely.
Because you can just enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I mean, our proposition is about lifelong learning. So it's from, you know, leaving school mm-hmm. until, you know, we've got 92-year-old students who are still learning. And you're right. A lot of our students, they think, oh, I don't really want to sit in a classroom. I don't want to take a test. I don't want to feel like I'm back at school again. And it's nothing like that. Most of our students come, they have fun, they meet new people, they widen their social network and, yeah, basically learn something new and fun.
So in front of me here, I have the programme for the summer term of Rosset, or for the summer, not just inside the term, is it? There's some day courses and things as well. But there is a lot of courses going on, as you said, 130, did you say?
130, yep.
So much to go through. We're not going to sit here and list all of those courses because you can do your own research. But what we will do is pick out some of the interesting things and maybe some of the new courses that are coming to Rosset and some of the things that you might really, really be interested in if you've never heard of learning for pleasure before. Now, there's a huge array of courses of all different categories. So we've got art and design, health and exercise, digital courses, general interest courses, and language courses. And I think we should start with language courses because a lot of people are probably looking at the snow that we've had over the last couple of weeks and thinking, do you know what? I need to get somewhere sunnier. And one of the great things that it says here is learning holiday Spanish, holiday Italian, or holiday French. What does that mean, Melissa?
Well, we've also got holiday Greek as well.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, and German.
Oh, fantastic.
So basically, you can learn all the useful phrases that you might need when you're going on holiday. It's a bit like a phrase book, but you're attending a course. And you might learn a little bit about the culture of the country, how to read a menu, a range of useful phrases, basically.
This is great, because this arms us against being that stereotypical Briton on holiday, doesn't it? Where we go, yeah, I've learnt the language, it's fine. I've learnt dos cerveza, por favor.
A pint of Milko.
Yes. One pint, and if what's the classic British thing? If they don't understand it, I'll do it again, just louder and
just
slower.
Louder. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it does, and it gives you a little bit of confidence, I guess, when you go into a new country. And what we find is that people are coming on the holiday classes actually realise that they quite like learning the language, and then we'll go on to join a beginner's class later on, maybe in the autumn.
The great thing about a lot of those languages is that they're not just spoken in those countries as well. So picking up some phrase, useful phrases in Spanish or French, for example, they're spoken in so many countries around the world.
Well, Spanish, is it something like 60% of the world? Or
I imagine so, because it's pretty much all of South America, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So having those extra skills is going to set you up whether you want to go on holiday to Spain every year or whether you want to explore a bit more of the world.
For definite, yeah.
Fantastic. So there's some holiday classes which complement your kind of more in-depth classes, because you can go on and learn the language for a longer period if you want to.
Yeah, we have people who've been learning for 8 or 9 years. You know, we have proficient speakers, often second homeowners, people like that in Harrogate who are
second homeowners in Harrogate. No.
and normal people as well, obviously. So they're taking that learning journey. They don't get tested, which is quite good. You know, they feel it's much more of a conversational kind of class.
Yes.
Where you're learning to speak the language rather than, you know.
From a personal point of view, I would say that's probably what put me off learning a language, was the pressure of it at school.
Yeah.
And the formal nature of it. And you didn't ever kind of go, well, in a conversation, am I really going to need to know what the contents of my pencil case is if I'm out on holiday?
Talk about Kiki my cat.
Yeah, exactly. Or describing my curly hair in three different languages. Fantastic that, it, as you say, it's about people who are kind of going to be wanting to use it in a conversational way.
Absolutely.
which is really important. So moving away from languages then, I thought we'd have a look at some of these health and exercise and wellbeing classes. So you offer the courses you might expect to find under those headings, things like Pilates, yoga, Zumba, Tai Chi, and even hula fitness, which sounds brilliant. There's some ballroom dancing in there as well. But one really caught my eye here. You know where I'm going with this, don't you, Melissa?
I do.
Mindful origami. What's mindful origami?
Well, everybody's, I think, probably heard of the new buzzword mindfulness. So we've been holding mindfulness courses for quite a while now, and lots of people have been really enjoying them, just because it's helped them in their day-to-day life, whatever issues they might have in the background. And I guess most people have seen mindful colouring books.
Yes, this is a big thing. Adult colouring. In fact, there's a shop in Harrogate which has a poster outside that says, "We sell mindful colouring or adult colouring books," which I first of all thought it would be lots of naked pictures that you coloured in, but that's not what it is.
Well, okay, so we've leapfrogged mindful colouring, because actually that's last year's news, and we're doing mindful origami, which apparently they're all doing down south.
If the southerners are doing it.
Absolutely. So our Tai Chi master is actually teaching mindful origami, because he's also an origami master. It's new on our program, and let's see how well it goes.
So I imagine that origami can be quite a relaxing kind of thing to do. So I can imagine that this would be quite a
because I think you're concentrating, aren't you?
Yes.
You're just emptying your mind of what else is going on. A bit like our art classes. I mean, all our students in the art classes. You'll go into an art class, and actually there's this peaceful hush as everybody's just concentrating on whatever they're doing. So I think mindful origami will be a similar thing, but you're bringing out something quite beautiful.
I've spoken to you before, Melissa, actually, and I think this is applicable to all of your courses, actually, that they do act as a little bit of an escape from the drudge of every day, don't they? So you've told me before that students come in and, you know, they might have had a bad day at work, or they might have been struggling with the family or really stressed, but they can come in and kind of just put their mind into something that's completely different from what they do day to day.
Yeah, and I think often, I mean, the evening classes, you think, oh God, I've got to get home, I've got to feed the kids, I've got to clean the house, and I've got to get out for 7 o'clock. But actually, once you've made that effort of getting out at 7 o'clock, you're absolutely right. You're in another world. You're in a world where actually you're concentrating on yourself, and you're, you know, hopefully having fun at the same time.
As a new parent, I can say time to concentrate on myself is something that you do miss. So I can see the benefits of that, absolutely.
For sure. And I mean, and with the daytime classes as well, we have a wide range of people. We obviously have retired people who come along to the daytime classes, but we also have lots of mums, and we try and fit in those exercise classes for mums, so they can do it in the day, they can snatch an hour and quickly come out. And I think the good thing about our exercise classes is that you don't have to have the latest Lycra, you know. anybody can come along. If you're brand new to Pilates, you've never done it before, you don't feel particularly confident in joining a class where you think everybody knows how to do it, our classes are really good because it's just a nice gentle introduction into something like that.
Yeah, a lot of these courses say that they're for all on them, don't
absolutely
they? So that's
and
very
they are
important
for all, whether you're a beginner or you've been coming to them for a few years.
Absolutely. Very quickly, we're just going to touch very quickly on some of your technology courses you offer as well. You offer lots of courses in various skills in technology, from real basic things about how to use maybe a gadget. Particularly your daycomb classes, like I've seen here. I know lots of people. My gran is one of these people who was convinced by her son to have a smartphone.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She was like, I don't know if I really want one. He said, no, you can't have that brick anymore. You've got to have a smartphone. She's got no idea how to use it, but you offer courses that cater for that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we do Apple technology classes, and we also do Android technology classes. So if you have a digital device, don't know, can we talk about brands on
yeah
this?
Yeah, it's fine.
So if you've got a Samsung, you can come along and learn how to use your Samsung phone, or if you've got an iPad, you can come along and learn to do that. And actually we do get quite a few people who keep coming on the beginners class over and over again, because it just takes a little bit of time and a little bit of encouragement to learn to use those technologies. But we also offer next stage. So you might have learnt, had the first steps of learning how to use an iPad, but actually you want to learn how to download apps or, start using your technology a bit further.
I've seen here iPhone photography. Now, there's a great use for a piece of technology that you might not realise has such great has such great features, and actually can provide competition for a traditional digital camera. So that's another
completely
great course.
Yeah,
there.
I mean that's probably why we've put that on the program. It's a brand new class, and you're right. It's it people don't realise quite how much your iPhone can do, especially with the latest versions.
We've got loads there, so you're all right with that. Don't worry. I saw you go, I don't want to talk about. It doesn't matter. I just thought it was a nice little thing to just lead
what
on.
What a
from
shit
that
course.
Do you know what though? I use my iPhone to take photos, and it does rival like my big digital SLR thing.
I know
I've got,
it's a bit of a.
Is it not? Is it actually a bit of a dodgy one?
I don't know yet. She's put it on. Emma has been doing blogging and using social media courses, which are really good.
Yeah.
And she said, I want to do something different. I'm going to do iPhone photography. I think it's a rubbish course, but actually it might be really, really good.
Yeah.
The problem is that we also do digital cameras in the evening, and we've got a bit of a fight with Hayden Rees-Jones, who normally teaches digital cameras,
right,
and Emma doing iPhone photography.
I see.
That's all, but it's fine. It's fine. I mean, Hayden's doing how to make home movies. The one thing actually I wouldn't mind plugging is we've got photography appreciation and we've got film studies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're more intellectual classes.
Yeah,
The photography appreciation, especially because that's a really interesting one, just in terms of, it's not about taking photos. It's about the art of photography and understanding photography in context and use and things like that.
Okay.
It's a bit of a plug, that one.
That's fine. So very quickly, finally, it's not just the practical courses that we've got where you can learn how to use your skills. You can also learn how to appreciate the skills of others, effectively. We've got courses here in film studies and in photography appreciation.
That's right. These are really interesting classes. So the photography appreciation isn't about taking photos. It's about understanding photos that have been taken, in their historical context, in their context, in their art context. Everybody knows the famous Vietnam picture, the photograph of the little girl.
Yes, I think I do.
there's a famous photograph of a little girl running away from a bunch of soldiers.
Right.
And actually the context of that photograph is completely different when you see it in the wider view of it.
Yes, that's important, isn't it? Sometimes people can take different you can take things out. Yeah, exactly that. A crop of a photo can be very different to, or a photo taken at one instant can be very different to one taken 10 seconds later.
Exactly. So this photography appreciation class, if you're interested in that kind of thing, it would be really interesting. It's run by a photographer who also studied the history of art of photography at college, and it'll be a good one.
Yeah, fine. That's good. Is that all right? Should we just do a quick roundup? Okay. Brilliant. If you want to find out more about the courses at Rosset Adult Education, if you want to find out more about the courses at Rosset Adult Learning, you can go to the website. It's just rossetschool.co.uk/adult learning. You're on Twitter as well, aren't you, Melissa?
We are on Twitter, yep. That's at Rosset Adult.
Fantastic. And we will hear more from Rosset Adult Learning over the coming months on the Educate. And we'll.
At the Rosset.
I might as well just go on the air and go, it'd make more sense. And you will.
Education and training show.
Yeah, that's the one. My show. and we'll have more from Rosset Adult Learning on the Education and Training Show over the coming months. And we will be down at the centre itself to find out something, to find out what it's like to be a student at some of these classes over the coming months. So stick around to hear that.
Sorry, I should have said that.
That's all right. I'll redo that whole end bit. So if you want to find out more about the courses at Rosset Adult Learning, you can go on the website, which is www.rossetschool.co.uk/adult learning. But it's easier than that, because 60,000 households are getting this summer programme through their door this week. You may have already had it. If you have, don't throw it away. Have a look at the courses. It's got a yellow front cover. It's A3 sized, folded over, so you can't miss it. Make sure you read these courses, because I guarantee there'll be something that'll pique your interest. Melissa, thank you very much. We'll hear more from you over the coming months. And in fact, we're going to come down and experience some of the classes for the show right here. So if you are thinking, oh, I don't know about that, make sure you keep listening, because we will give you an aural version of what happens. No, we won't.
You aural.
Something like that, anyway. So if you are thinking you want to hear more, we will be taking on some of the classes on this very show, and you'll be able to listen to what happens over the coming months.